It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The Record newspaper is reporting that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is investigating a secret legal settlement between the Port Authority and a politically connected dock company. Prosecutors have issued a subpoena requesting information surrounding a settlement reached in 2011 with American Stevedoring Incorporated, or ASI, that forgave 3 years of unpaid rent and paid $10 million to cover the company's legal debts. The Port Authority has never publicly disclosed the settlement with ASI, whose owner has given hundreds of thousands of dollars in political donations over the years. We're joined now by Sean Boberg. He covers the Port Authority for The Record. Sean, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So the whole deal seems a little unseemly here, but legal settlements are often made to avoid even higher costs of a long legal dispute. What exactly are prosecutors looking at here?
It's unclear what the focus of the inquiry is, but it's worth pointing out that there, right off the bat, there are a few unusual elements to the settlement, the primary one being that it was done in secret and never revealed to the public and involved a large amount of public money that was given to a private entity.
Now, the former Port Authority director, Christopher Ward, is a particularly interesting figure in this story. What role does he play?
Yeah, there's a web of interconnections between the people involved in this. One of those is Chris Ward, who was executive director at the time of the Port Authority. An intriguing aspect is that Ward, his previous job was actually CEO of ASI, this company, and he took part in the negotiations as a Port Authority executive director into the settlement.
So we know that ASI's owner, Sal Catucci, and his wife have given more than $300,000 to political campaigns, including to Congressman Gerald Nadler, who's been a real big vocal supporter of the company. Are we looking at the case of a major political donor being let off the hook by his friends in high places?
It stands to reason that prosecutors are looking at whether there's any political influence. Sal Catucci and ASI have been known in the New York metro region to be very prolific political donors, particularly to the New York Conservative Party, but also to Congressman Nadler, who records show his aides took part in these negotiations behind the scenes, and whose office also has a history of advocating for ASI.
Corruption and organized crime have long been an issue on the city's waterfront, but I was always thinking that perception is kind of the old waterfront. What does this deal tell us about how much times have changed or not?
Well, what it tells us is there's allegations, at least, of corruption and mob influence persist. Sal Catucci, as recently as 2007, was named in a court papers by the U.S. government as an associate of organized crime family. And his brother, whose company also got some money through this deal, has had run-ins with the Waterfront Commission, whose mission is to root out organized crime. They're under an independent monitor. So that is swirling around this whole story, the influence of organized crime. Of course, ASI, for their part, say that they have fought the influence of organized crime on the docks, that it's the Longshoremen's Union, and that they're simply a victim in all this.
Now, Sean, let's talk about another story just briefly. The George Washington Bridge, that's your beat. You were the first to report on those mysterious week-long lane closures there almost a year ago. And so much has now been revealed about what happened there at the Port Authority. Do you see big changes and reform coming, or is that agency just kind of impervious to all the criticism that it got last year?
There's a lot of stuff percolating about potential reforms. On the one hand, you have state lawmakers in New York and New Jersey preparing to propose packages of reforms that will fundamentally change the agency and how it functions. Governor Christie has also weighed in on that. And the Port Authority itself has a panel that's looking at structural changes and smaller reforms and expect that to be unveiled in January. So I think we are on the cusp of at least discussion of ideas, how those get worked out, and whether they're ultimately approved by the governors of either state remains to be seen.
Okay, Sean Boberg covers the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for the Record newspaper. Sean, thanks so much.
Thank you.